yeah. Dun. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring in Mr. Matt Lucas and his little friend David Walliams from Little Britain.
I'll open the door.
Matt's arms seem to be broken. He can't open the door for some reason. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, David.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
And here they are. Look at this.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, David.
Chris.
You look gorgeous. You look gorgeous too, Matt.
Thank you very much. I do.
Here's your jingle.
It's very nice.
How's that?
Yeah, very nice.
How are your headphones?
I can't hear anything, but it's very nice.
Nothing?
I can hear the jingle. Oh, that's better.
Ah, well, there you go. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, David.
Hi, Chris.
Do you know what? I was just listening earlier on, and you mentioned Rick Waller.
Mm. Yes.
And I just occurred to me that Rick Waller is so fat that even fat people are allowed to make
it. It's a law.
It is true. Mm. How are you both?
Very well.
Tired?
A little tired because I was up late last night.
You're in a play?
Yes. You haven't come to see it yet?
I haven't come to see it.
Are you a fan of the theatre? Do you go? Because you're not.
No.
You're not perceived as an intellectual.
No, I'm not. But I am. But that's a wrong perception.
Do you know what though? He's always ringing me up and saying we must go and see a Harold Pinter play. I love Michael Gambon. But has he not been to see your play No Man's
you
Land?
You haven't.
I do like Michael Gambon, it's true. It's David that I, you know, I feel lets it down.
Oh.
That's a joke.
Roger Moore came.
Did he?
Very exciting. And I turned up at the theatre and I just got this note. Roger Moore, Jay Sheikis, 10 p.m. Like that. And so that was to invite to go out to dinner with him afterwards.
Wow.
And I was very, very excited. But I didn't know how many questions I could ask about James Bond and the Saint and the Persuasion.
Oh, loads.
Yeah, no, I did ask him. And the day before I'd watched Man with the Golden Gun because I'm such a Bond fanatic.
And you didn't know he was coming to see you?
No, I did know he was coming, but I didn't know whether we were going to have dinner together.
How many times do people... Because you see interviews with people who do a lot of theatre and they go, well, so-and-so came back to say hello, or so-and-so came back to... Do you get a note every night that someone's in the audience and do you pick and choose if they come back to say hello? Like if they were to say, Aisling from Big Brother...
Mm.
Well, he would be definitely a yes.
well,
that's not
example.
A good example.
But they said right, Joe okay. Swash is in the audience.
Joe
or
Swash, yeah, lovely. Because
right.
I very much appreciate his work on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out
Timmy
of
Timmy Mallett is in. He
Timmy Mallett, we've
hello.
Met when we were on tour.
We did meet Timmy Mallett.
And he was very nice.
And also, we met the same day that we met Timmy Mallett. Earlier on that day, we turned on the Christmas lights at Stella McCartney's shop as Lou and Andy with Madonna. And I said to David, I said later on, I said, I bet you never thought you'd meet Madonna and Mallet in the same day.
And who are you most excited to meet?
Oh, what, of all the celebrities?
Madonna
and Mallet.
Day.
Oh, Timmy Mallet,
of course,
obviously.
Yeah.
No brainer.
Exactly.
Has Madonna been on this show?
Yes. Indirectly, yeah.
What do you mean indirectly?
We interviewed her at the Brits.
I saw her.
I mean, not really.
She's been on the show. That's the question you asked.
Well, her voice has been on the show.
Well, what do you want? What are you asking?
Well, has she sat here?
No.
Have you asked her?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Why doesn't she want to come?
Man, she finds me uncultured.
She's busy getting divorced. I know she got divorced, didn't she?
She likes kind of Yobbo Jack the Lad types, doesn't she?
You think we'd get on?
Yeah.
Well, we did. When we met the Brits, we got on very well. We had an extremely unbroadcastable interview, which we recorded, which is just me and her swearing at each other.
Why do you have to swear?
She does like to swear, doesn't she? Do you remember? I won't say the word,
yeah,
but
sure.
I remember her at the presenting the Arts Prize. Was it the Turner Prize or something on TV once? About 5 years ago, and she said, oh, it's the effing this, effing that.
Oh. So unnecessary.
We had a very similar interview where we just started swearing at each other.
Yeah.
And more loudly. But it was very funny.
Our work is famously clean.
Well, this is it. I know how much you don't like profanity in real life.
Not keen. Have you seen our new forthcoming DVD that's out on Monday, please?
Of course I've ordered it, because you know you can pre-order. Even if it's not out in the shops to buy yet, and this is out on Monday, you can actually pre-order stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all pre-ordered and waiting to go.
What's it called, Chris?
Little Britain USA. Series 1, of course.
Yeah, and we actually just found out that we're going to do another series.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Celebrations.
Thank you, Chris.
Well done. How did it go down in America? Because obviously, here, we get the British... reports of how things go down in America.
Yeah.
Right, you're smiling. I think you even know where I'm going to go.
I know where you're going to go.
No, well, no. I sat and watched, because I was very excited about it.
Yeah.
I sent you both a little text.
Thank you.
I was genuinely really excited. Now, I went on the internet, I was searching for clips, and I thought, this is going to be great. And it went out, was it a Sunday night?
It was Friday, and then it was repeated on Sunday nights.
No. It went out on Sunday night in America, and then 5 days later in Britain.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So the Sunday came, and I thought, this is really exciting. It's very exciting.
Where is this going?
It's going nowhere.
Oh.
But then what happens is, I want to know how well it went down there, because what happens here, the only news story I heard about it was, oh, yes, they've upset Americans. They don't get them. They don't like it. And I'm like, well, I don't believe that to be the case at all. So, I don't know how it did. I don't know how what the perception was of it, apart from the British report of... they've upset them.
It's the most popular show in America.
Well, it's
the number one show.
I've been in America working.
Right.
I got back 2 days ago, and I'm off again back there on Sunday.
Yeah,
and,
all right.
Mr. America.
Yeah, Mr. America. Mr. America is sitting...
Some of us are in plays with Michael Gambon. We can't all be in America.
What are you doing in America? What are you working on?
Don't encourage him.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no. You're trying to get one up on him because you're in a play. What are you doing?
I'm in Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, a big movie.
Yeah, with Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Massive movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And you're in a theatre. How many people in the night?
10,000 people a night. We're playing the O2.
Wow, I didn't realize.
Harold Pinter play. Never been done before.
I take it back. I feel foolish.
So anyway, I'm in America, and actually, about 80% of the reviews were great, and the audiences rose every week.
Good.
But you obviously, if you want to, you can write about the couple of bad reviews, but most of the reviews were very nice.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a review, but it was the same story that happened here, probably about the start of series two, or where it's a very offensive show and people don't like it, and they just wrote that, but they said Americans don't like it, and I'm like, but I don't.
Well,
I don't know.
I think sometimes the people don't like anyone British to do well in
America. No, they don't.
Be you Robbie Williams or Anton Deck. You want the story to be that they fail. But
absolutely.
Actually, we've got another series. I mean,
the big example is Russell Brand, who, not talking about any of the stuff that happened on Radio 2, the better radio station. But
how rude.
He hosted the VMAs, and if you read some of the British papers, you'd assume...
He died on his arse, apparently.
Yeah, but actually, in America, he's a huge hit. He's about to be in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm.
He's currently doing a film with Judd Apatow, and he's just signed up to do his own stand-up special on Comedy Central, so it doesn't look to me like a man who's...
What a loser he
is. ...in the balance, yeah.
I watched that. He got criticised for doing a joke about George Bush, which I watched and thought was very, very funny. Mm.
That's what you get with Russell. You get controversy, and that's part of what makes him a star.
But the report over here was, he made a joke about George Bush, and the Americans don't like that.
What
Americans do you speak to?
Some Americans do, and they liked it so much they voted him out.
Well, they didn't vote him out because he wasn't allowed to keep going.
I obviously don't understand American politics. I'm never going to speak
about it. Basically, what happens is you're only allowed to do two terms.
They voted the Republicans
in office,
out.
So,
that's what I'm saying.
And obviously, and then the reason he got re-elected was because of the college vote, is what people say. So, of course, you can... You know, it's not to do with necessarily numbers. It's to do with points gained in certain states.
You're so sexy.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
When you talk about American politics.
That's right. I'm down with my American politics.
You're in the wrong job. Out.
Who told you that?
What?
Who told you all that?
I ask you,
I know Gary Barlow's taking you up a mountain.
He is.
Now, when
you want
is...
to come?
Well, Gary has been phoning me.
Yeah.
And asking me and emailing me, and he wants me to come. I don't know, he just wants to share a tent with me. I don't know what it's all about.
That's exactly it.
Who else is coming?
Okay. Shall I just cut to the what you're asking
the
me?
The girls.
Yeah. Fern Cotton.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
She's cute. She's gorgeous. Cheryl Cole.
Mm.
Kimberly from Girls Aloud.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Alicia Dixon. And Denise Van Etten.
Oh, no.
That's right. Are you busy then?
All right, what about the boys? Take me through the boys.
Well, check this lineup out. This is like a bad Christmas dream.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah.
Gary Barlow.
Oh, no.
Ben Shepherd. And
Ronan.
Not bad.
No. You can't really have Ronan and Gary in the same sort of universe because they sort of will cancel each other out.
Well, It's happening.
It's like having two sons.
Nine of us are going up a mountain.
Do you think you'll all make it?
No.
Who do you think won't make it?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, here's a question.
Yeah.
Who do you think will get eaten first when the rations run out?
Like that film.
Yeah. When you get stranded. Yeah, like that film.
Yeah, you know that...
like that film.
That film, the one with the rugby players and they ate.
I don't think there'll be... We won't go hungry. It's not I'm a Celebrity.
Well, I know you won't. You don't.
How rude.
No, I don't either.
How rude.
Okay, who's sharing tents with
who? I used to get love from Matt.
You used to.
And now I don't anymore.
Who's sharing tents?
You've changed.
I have.
Who's sharing tents?
We get our own... You get your own tent.
Oh.
You don't have to share.
Oh. Say, Gary Barlow, right, for example. Say you actually wanted to share, yeah, you couldn't.
Well, if Gary was up for it, but they're one-man tents.
What if you say you wanted to share with Gary one night and then, say, Ronan the next night?
It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen in that order, but, I mean, no.
Ben Shea's very fit, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good. They're all fit. All the boys are very fit.
Do you think people would want to see you fail?
No, I don't think so. Do you think they will?
No, I think it'll be interesting because here's the thing: it's interesting. You're a fuller figure, shall we say? You're medium build.
I'm rotund, yeah.
And yet Cheryl is very, very thin now.
That's
but
right.
Probably,
so we could share a tent.
Probably she is too thin for that physical challenge. It's possible because she's probably going to get too cold because it's cold up there.
It's not that. It's to do with losing weight. You will lose weight as we climb the
mountain.
How much
weight will you lose?
It varies depending on size.
Well, how much are you likely to lose?
I'm hoping to lose a stone.
Well,
that would do me bandy. I'd be very pleased with that.
That's throwing a deck chair off the Titanic.
But I think with... oh, nice to hear that joke again. I think Cheryl and Kimberly probably
Kimberly's
need to...
Kimberly's nice. Has Kimberly got a boyfriend?
I think so.
Have you sorted out your row with the pale one, with the red hair?
Yeah, it wasn't really a row. It was something that got twisted and made out of nothing.
That didn't reach America, did it? That new story?
It was the number one story on Fox News.
Jay Leno had
it
his monologue one night.
We went on the Jay Leno show recently.
I know you did.
You could learn a thing or two from him.
We were on with Charlize Theron.
You gotta... Where's the love?
The love is here.
Seriously, where's the love?
You'll feel it later.
Because what you're doing is, you're having a dig, but then you're winking at me.
I am.
Right? But then you're having another dig.
Oh, I know, I'm being silly. I'm setting myself up for a fall.
No, I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm
normally David makes me feel uncomfortable, but today it's the other way around. It's
you. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you've now made me feel uncomfortable. It's good. Reciprocal. So, your Monday morning. I don't muck about.
Little Britain USA
DVD. Now, can you read?
Yeah.
Because there's a very good book out, and it's called The Boy in the Dress.
No, we talked about it.
Well, you
were
talking about it earlier, yeah. But I'm going to be at Waterstones in Bromley tomorrow morning signing copies. Now, I imagine the people of Bromley are incredibly exciting. They're probably already having street parties today.
They're queuing now. People in tents.
They're very, very excited.
Have you done book signings before?
Yeah, I did one yesterday, actually.
How was that?
It was good, yeah. The main thing is you obviously want lots of people to turn up.
Is it weird doing the signing without Matt sitting next to you?
It is weird. But because he hasn't written the book, so it would be weird for him to
But he does appear on the audio book.
He does, yeah, because we did that together, which is very nice. So I've given you a copy of that. When are you going to have children?
Well, me and Matt, we haven't really talked about it.
No, but I suppose at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that, I mean, we're just...
How old are you?
Our careers are just, flat. Well, his career is flying at the moment.
How old are you?
Me, 24.
How old's your girlfriend?
So this... What?
How old's your girlfriend?
Roughly the same age.
How old is she really?
She's a little bit younger than me.
You say that like a man who'll get in trouble if he says
how old
his girlfriend
is. Do you know what it is? I'm trying to work out, if I'm 24, then how old she would be. Because I don't want to be 24 going out with someone in the 30s.
She'd be about 21, wouldn't she?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think you should think about children.
I thought about children. And then that's it.
Have you thought about marriage?
I thought about marriage too.
If you got married,
the thought goes away.
would it be an OK Hello or probably Now magazine?
Smash hits. I think.
You'd be in Looking, and it would be a cartoon.
I wouldn't.
Marriage, like the Benny Hill cartoon.
I think it'd be in Puzzler.
I wouldn't do that. Puzzler would be fine, I don't mind that, but I wouldn't.
If I got married again, unlikely, it would be in Whizzer and Chips.
Would you get married again?
I don't know. Depends.
Do you think you would get married to a lady?
Yeah, why not for a laugh?
Yeah.
Listen, you don't know it till you've tried it. You don't know it till you've tried it. Then marry a lady and see what happens.
It could be a whole new experience.
And I'm happy to go on record saying this, I would marry Cheryl Cole.
I think
she's a very beautiful woman.
She is.
She could turn me. I'm not joking.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, definitely. And actually thought Danny Bear was looking very... I've missed I'm a Celebrity, but right. I caught Danny Bear last night on the tail end of it.
She's out now.
I know, great.
I'm quite surprised by that, to be fair.
Yeah, but she wasn't the most exciting, was it? Although Carly Zucker should have gone before her.
I don't get that at all. Well, she must have got more votes, but I find that very hard to believe. But the good thing is they didn't kick out David Van Day. Or Timmy.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't marry. Rowetta. Do you remember Rowetta?
From X Factor.
Where did that come from?
Well, it just came from thinking of women I wouldn't marry. I wouldn't marry her.
No?
Is that the only woman you wouldn't marry?
Yeah, she's gobby.
I wouldn't marry her either.
No.
There's probably a list of men that wouldn't marry her.
No, but there's probably a list of men who would.
I can't think
of... Who do you think's going to win X Factor?
Alexandra.
She's probably the best one, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I think she's great.
Although I like Diana as
I
well.
I like Diana too.
She's so sweet, isn't
I think she's
she?
Lovely.
So cute.
My stepdad, who's in his late 70s, is definitely voting for Alexandra.
Really?
So she's got that vote. I've got a sneaking feeling Owen will win it.
No.
Goggin.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why, because I think... who's the last lad who won it? Leon.
Yeah.
I think he set the precedent for kind of lightweight, uninteresting, bland males.
Oh, so bitchy!
I am today. No, he set the precedent for people without the X Factor to win.
There are people saying he's a dark horse, aren't they?
No, I think your analysis is correct, but I feel... Well, I think the thing is, if you're regional... And I'm not going to insult people from the regions, but if you're regional, you get all the people from the area voting for you. So he had everyone in Scotland voting for him.
Yeah, no, I don't... I'm sorry,
do you remember
I don't
when
mind...
we were doing a gig in Scotland I slagged off those brothers? What are they called?
The McDonald brothers.
You didn't get grief for
and
that.
We got booed.
Never.
We did.
And we got booed for slagging
Aberdeen.
Off Michelle McManus as well.
Aberdeen, yeah.
No. I thought Scotland was so embarrassed of the McDougall brothers that they don't...
No, they went, ooh.
Really?
Well, no,
here's the thing.
They
here's
did it in a Scottish accent. Ooh, like that.
I did think Leon was good, but did I think he should win? I thought Ridian would have won that one.
Right.
That was all. That was all.
You felt Ridian had the X Factor.
I felt Ridian had the X Factor.
Who
and
would
Leon
you like to
second.
Win X Factor?
Well, I thought Austin was very good.
Right.
And
which one was he?
Austin
Drage.
He was
a little fella.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't like him.
Austin Drage with the pointy nose, and I thought he was going to win because I thought he had the best.
You fancied him.
I didn't fancy him.
You love him.
All right. He's getting married to a woman. Would you not keep up?
I've seen the error of my ways.
Yeah.
But, Austin, I thought, had the best voice. And that's why I don't think it's about the voice.
Yeah, but did he have the X Factor?
Well, I thought he did.
I think Alexandra for me. That's the one for me.
I think
yeah,
I'll
but
go
did,
with you.
Yeah, but does she have the X Factor?
Yes. Yes, she does.
Yeah.
What about...
But does she have the X Factor?
I think she could have more of a package than Leona.
He likes Diana.
Yeah, she have the X Factor? Does Diana have the X Factor? The X Factor is. I don't know what it is.
Have you voted?
I've liked it. No, I haven't yet. But I like, because I'm all on stage in No Man's Land, the Shaky York Theatre, haven't it? But I like it when, at the start of the competition, Simon Cowell says what the X Factor is. Frank Sinatra had it. Elvis Presley had it. Yeah. And then Leon wins it. Yes. I'm not sure you can really mention these people in the same breath, can you?
There is that.
I think you've got to give them time.
Did JLS have the X Factor?
I think we can judge Leon.
I think they could.
They keep on taking their tops off in newspapers.
We can judge Leon against Sinatra in about 50 years. Let's give Leon those 50 years.
Exactly. Leon hasn't done the Sands Hotel yet. You know, he's got to work up to that Vegas.
You were very good on it.
X Factor.
Yeah.
I tried. What can you do?
You were very good.
Thank you.
But
then you got cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people were turned off you.
That's right.
Cocky factor. That's right.
I got cocky.
You got cocky.
How did I get cocky?
Because I think you suddenly thought that you were really going to be, like, kind of playing, like, the O2.
Right.
I thought you felt that you suddenly found what you were going
to
do.
I did also. You came in to talk about swimming the channel, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going to announce the swimming. They said, you're going to announce the swimming the channel on Chris Moore's show. Fantastic. And so you went, why are you here for? I said, I'm going to swim the channel for charity. And you went, yeah, did you see me on X Factor last night? Seriously, that's what you said? So, cocky is an understatement.
But that's what it is, though. That's what, you know, if I went on the David Walliams show, I'd talk about you.
There's no such show.
Well, there you go. That's what can I tell you. Keep at it. You never know.
There needs
to be.
You get
a weekend gig.
There needs to be.
The David Walliams show.
Especially if I'm in America, there needs to be.
No, I don't think it would work. I don't think it would work without you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you are kind.
Yeah, I think he needs you.
You think so?
Yeah. Not for everything he does. You know, you do your little bits and bobs of acting. Hotel Babylon and whatnot. I think it's nice. But you see, no.
Bits and bobs,
but
yeah.
Matt's done, like, movies on his own.
Movie?
What?
Movie. He's not out yet.
All right. All
he
right.
may be cut
all
out
right.
of
Big
it.
TV productions, then, as well.
I've done scenes with Anne Hathaway.
I there like Anne Hathaway.
I like her.
Yeah. I've done scenes with Crispin Glover now and see? Helena Bonham Carter.
See?
And you Johnny know. And Johnny Depp's.
And you, pretending
who
to be Frankie Howard.
Pretending to
on
be.
On BBC Four.
It's called acting.
BBC Four, which is just like Channel 5 for like people with GCSEs, right? You know, it's just...
It's intellectual.
Whereas Matt... flying.
Soaring.
Yeah.
I know, but... But, anyway, but I am going to be...
Good luck with the book.
I'm going to be in Bromley, Kent.
signing
books. So don't take that away from me.
What
so
time?
I'm not working with Johnny Depp. I'm going to be in Bromley in Kent at the Waters at 10:30.
10:30 in the morning.
Yes. Have you got any other signings coming up?
Romford. I mean, you know, it's very exciting.
Have you done Brent Cross yet?
No, I'm doing Brent Cross.
It's coming.
Yeah, I'm quite excited. You must have done book signings.
Yeah, I did.
They're quite fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
I always hope there's going to be lots of sexy girls coming. They'll slip me their phone number, but it hasn't happened no. yet. It used to happen, doesn't it?
But you said you did a book signing and then a journalist rang and said, apparently there was no one there. And you were like, no, there were hundreds of people
yes.
there.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? It's always a negative story with the press, isn't it?
Isn't it? They're never positive.
I know, of our wonderful achievements.
Well, listen, enjoy...
I'm not going yet!
No, but I'm wrapping up this segment of
right.
the interview by saying enjoy your book signing at the bookshop tomorrow. And Matt, good luck with this massive movie that you're working on.
Life-changing.
Yeah. That's all I was doing. I was just
yeah,
wrapping up.
I know, but you're trying to make out
yeah?
that I'm not doing very well.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you choose kind of different work... To Matt, or whether you get offered. I don't know whether you choose it or it's just, if it's on the table, you take it. I mean, you know, you've got a mortgage, you've got, you know...
Actually, he was in Stardust, the movie, that was very successful, and he was in the recent Narnia film, weren't you?
I was largely cut out of it, but I did the voice of a bear. There we are, called Bulgy Bear.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Is there an action that. Figure of Bulgy?
I don't know, I would doubt it, because he's a very minor character.
Matt was in Shaun of the Dead.
I was. And I did a film with Luke Goss.
Yeah, I'm in Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Well, how would you not know? Because it's the best bit in the film. Because I'm
Which a bit?
I play customer
oh!
in the cake shop.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he says, I say, I'm a vegetarian.
That's
like
good.
That. And it yeah. really caught on in the wine bars That's and youth clubs.
Vegetarian.
People were saying that line because they thought it was the funniest bit of the film.
I'm sorry, what was I thinking?
Have you been in a film?
I've been in a couple of films.
What
yeah.
films?
My voice has been in
well,
a
no,
couple of films.
Not your voice. Have you physically been in a film?
Oh, actually, what? Actually,
I know it would have to be CinemaScope.
No.
Well, there we are. Have you ever been on television?
No,
there we are.
Never.
You did. You presented The Tube on Sky One in 1997
with Don Area. So don't say you haven't got a TV career. Because you did that one pilot of the Tube.
Well, it wasn't a pilot.
And you did a show on Channel 5 before Christine O'Connell took
That's
it over.
That's right, before I got fired from my own show.
Yeah. Did yeah, they keep on calling it the Chris Moyles Show after you were in it?
It was meant to be called Chris Moyles Live, right?
Yeah.
And just before the first show, they decided to call it Live with Chris Moyles. And I went, that's not good, because it means they couldn't have bumped me off before if it was Chris Moyles Live. But Live with Chris Moyles means they can get rid of me and replace me with somebody.
Why did they
and they did.
Why did they sack you? Is it the cockiness? Do you think it was that?
I don't think so, no.
Hmm? You don't know?
No, I don't think so.
What was it?
Oh, me and Chris Evans clashed.
Why?
Have you met Chris Evans?
Mm.
Well, there you go. We clashed.
Right. We never clashed, did we, with him?
No. I think Chris Evans made a mistake there. I think it was...
What, putting me on?
Well, I think you should be on Channel 5.
Thank you very much. See, now I get some love. That's very sweet.
You wanted it, you got it.
You're very nice. I'm a little bit taken aback. I know. What a lovely thing to say.
Yeah. It comes from the heart.
Well, I know, and I can tell you mean it in your eyes.
Yeah.
That's so nice. See, now, what a lovely thing for him to say.
I know.
You've never once said that I'm, you know, I should be on Channel 5.
No, you should be on Late Night Channel 5. I mean,
well,
that's the perfect
thank
home for you.
You are now, the new James Whale.
I knew if I chipped away, I would finally get the compliments that I quite frankly deserve.
It was worth going over time by about 15 minutes for, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Right, now we'll do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll chat more with more of Matt and David. And if you'd like to ask them a question, feel free to phone in. Yeah, like Live and Kicking. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, because Live and Kicking, we became famous at the wrong time, because Live and Kicking's not on. I'd love to be doing a phone-in, you know.
Do you want to do some phone-in questions?
Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
All right, 03700 100 100, if you want to ask Matt or Dave a question.
David, really. I'm not really a Dave, am I? I'm not a builder.
If you want to ask Matt Lucas a question,
how
why
rude.
Not phone up now?
What's wrong with being a Dave?
Especially if you're a builder called Dave. Maybe you're a builder called David. Call now.
Radio 1. It's exactly 8:41.
It's in some two-bob play, right? Written by some...
Harold Punto.
Written by some decorator. Yeah. It's not even like a proper play.
Mm.
Some painter's written it. Ooh, whippy-doo.
Plays are just for people who haven't got a telly anyway.
Exactly. No, they just pretend. It's just grown ups. It's just like pretending you're a kid at school, but just that's all it is. Whereas Matt, movies, proper movies, like camera. I bet they say action. They don't say action when Dave was working. They just go, hey, you're on now, look. You just walk on.
You're on now, my darling.
Do they say that?
A little bit, yeah. they say, your turn, dear.
It's you.
I know. Your go.
Right, so we're going to have some questions for Matt Lucas and maybe a question for Dave Williams.
Mm-hmm. Williams now.
Dave Williams.
I like Diddy Williams.
Diddy
like
Williams.
Diddy make that John.
Oh, Diddy. Well, that's what I've heard. Mm. So we'll do some questions in a few seconds. 8:42. Coldplay and Viva La Vida on Radio 1. Yeah, we're on.
Are we on?
Yeah, just thought I'd remind everybody.
Well, normally it's two songs, isn't it?
Well, we haven't got time because we've got
that's
Matt
what
Lucas
confused me.
And David Williams in. I'm very concerned about Matt.
Why?
What?
Well, I'm in the paper here.
I'm worried.
Oh, look, they got me.
In all seriousness, I'm worried that you're lonely.
They got me in Wagamama yesterday with noodles coming out my mouth.
A noodle shocker.
Yeah, noodle shocker. Matt Lucas. Yeah, but they've written, like his only gay in the village character, he's lacking in meal company. But I wasn't. I was with people.
It's a photo of Matt walking down the street. And they've just put a picture of him walking down the street.
Mm.
And because it's just a picture of him, he's lonely.
Well, you see, I'm a single man, I suppose. That's why they do that.
Were you on your own?
Actually, no, I don't think I was. I think they just cut the other person out of the picture, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I was on my own. I don't know. But I'm not always on my own, and I'm not always with people, just like everyone else in the world.
Do you feel lonely?
No.
Are you happy?
I've got very many great friends.
Are you happy at the moment?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Good. Good.
How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm very happy.
Good.
But I know you've had a hard time recently, and now, you know, we want to know if you're in a happy place.
You know, I'm a lucky man. I'm aware of that. And I'm sat here with David Williams and Diddy Williams.
Did you, David, secretly?
Yes.
Was there a part of you that is actually pleased now that Matt is single,
oh,
so the pair of you can go out and hit the town together?
No, because I want Matt to be happy.
Well, that's what I mean. But you can now, the pair of you can go out like.
No, because it's not like that, because, you see, it's actually good. Because Peter Cook and Dudley Moore used to always try and, like, shag each other's wives and things like that. But luckily, that's not the issue with us, which I think is good. It would be awful if we were sort of competing over girls. But I don't think we've ever done it.
Not yet.
I don't think you can be that. Well, Matt's already said there's only one woman for him.
Cheryl Cole.
That's right.
Not Rowetta.
She is beautiful.
No.
She wears a lot of makeup, though.
Well, that's fine.
She doesn't need to wear so much makeup because she's a beautiful girl.
Well, she is, but, you know, that's fine. I don't think she wears too much makeup.
Well, she wears a lot of makeup. But I suppose she's on TV.
Alan wants me to apologise for David saying the S word.
What did I say?
It's a naughty word. Well, I'm not going to repeat it, am I?
Well, I went... And what was the context?
Sleeping with people. Don't use that term.
Oh, sorry.
We apologise if anybody
Sorry, I didn't know that was so rude. Sorry.
What? The word... The first two letters are S and C?
Yeah.
We're not going to discuss
S and H. S and H.
Yeah. Let's move on. Let's leave it behind. We don't want the BBC to have to close again. Because it's like...
So we apologise.
Are we talking about the word that is also a type of carpet?
Yeah, it is a carpet and a dance.
Can I apologise? Because I didn't know it was a rude word and I sincerely apologise. To anyone who, out there, the 40,000 people who will be offended by that.
You meant dancing with someone else's wife in that...
But are you serious?
The
are
two
you
people
saying
who complain and the 40,000 people who will ring up after reading in the Daily Mail.
Are you seriously saying that there could be now an article an investigation?
Yeah, front page news. I think it's just better that after this show finishes that they just close the BBC. Because it'd be easier in the long run.
If anybody was offended, then we apologise for the offence that they would have received. But it's very difficult because, you know, a lot of our audience, most of our audience, won't have been bothered by that at all. But now...
I reckon you'll get 40,000 complaints.
One of them will be mine.
Let's hope we don't. I like it here.
Have we got any questions?
Yes, we do.
From our many millions of fans.
Did we get any? One. Are you saying line one or one?
We found one.
We found one and he's on line one.
What do you mean we got one?
He's a nice guy, though.
Steve, morning, Steve.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm good, where are you from?
Yeah, you know why you've got one question? Sorry, Steve. Because you've got one listener. Yeah, I threw that back in your fat face.
Why are you getting offended? All right, so now you're being sizist. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, because it's like...
Why are we bringing what up?
Yeah, because you know I said, oh, Rick Waller's like, you're allowed to call Rick Waller fat if you're fat. You're allowed to call Chris Miles fat if you're fat. So,
I say that Steve has already been paying 20p for this call, and all he's heard is you basically having a go at Chris Miles because you secretly love him.
Why are you having a go at me? What have I done?
When you brought it all up, me being lonely in the newspaper.
No, because I was giving you an opportunity to say, I'm not lonely, thank you very much, I'm walking down the street.
I am lonely.
Well, you're not lonely.
I am lonely.
I'm lonely as well.
You're never bloody lonely, for God's sake. Huh? The day they get a picture of you on your own, that'll sell for millions.
It's all gone wrong.
It's not gone wrong.
No. Let's talk to Steve, because I bet Steve is absolutely wonderful. Mm.
Are you lonely, Steve?
I'm not, but...
Good.
Rub it in!
So this Christmas my mum is, so I can't make it to my mum's on Christmas Day.
Well, you're a bad son.
So my question is what are you guys up to at Christmas?
Well, we're visiting your mum, because you can't be there, so we're going round to give her presents and bathe her.
Give her a Christmas wash.
Yeah.
Would you be all right with that, Steve, if Matt and David were to go around to your mum's house for Christmas?
Well, as long as they're in the outfits they wear for the only day in the village.
That's how they dress all the time. They dress like that.
We're wearing these outfits now. What is your point?
Yeah.
Steve, why aren't you going to see your mum?
Because I've got my own family and we're celebrating Christmas at our place. And
Steve, do you not class now your mum as your own family?
I do class as my own family, but unfortunately I've got a big house full of people turning up. And
why can't your mum come?
Are you married, Steve?
Not yet.
Right, does your girlfriend not like your mother?
I think she gets on very well with my mum.
Right, why don't you invite your mum then?
I don't know. I don't get the choices in
Can I say, look, we're here, we've done programmes, written books, and the question is about his mum and Christmas. Who cares?
But anyway, I'm Jewish, okay? So don't ring me up and ask me what I'm doing Christmas Day.
Do gay people celebrate Christmas?
No, they don't, because they're all sat on top of trees.
Shalom.
Well, exactly. There you go, Steve. As I said, love and kicking, I hope that answers your question.
It was an annoying question. Somebody with a question that...
Steve, I'm sending you a T-shirt saying, I don't love my mum. That's your Christmas present.
Oh, thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.
Bye. Was that it, then?
You're going to love the next one, then, aren't you?
Oh, is there another one?
You know, I'm so pleased that three of you are working on these phone calls to get some great questions.
It's not our job to help you promote your stuff.
Surely the obvious gag
was to find out...
Why else would we be here?
It's your job. That's not our job.
Surely the call was to get a builder or a plumber called Dave. David, that was the joke, right?
Well, no Dave's called, unfortunately. But
why didn't you go in the other room and put on a northern accent and go,
hello?
Because that would be breaking BBC rules.
Yes, it would.
And then the BBC will have to close.
It would be like the naming of the Blue Peter Cat debacle.
Oh, well, that's true.
Which was a terrible scandal that rocked the world.
It did.
And the BBC had to close.
I don't have kids, but if I had kids, they would have been very disappointed.
That's true. I know that you've had to
answer lots of questions. The cat got the wrong name, so get rid of the whole of the BBC.
I'm called Dave. Would you like me to go upstairs and ring in?
No, it's fine. Right. Let's have another one. Here we go.
Shut the BBC.
Let me have a look.
Got the wrong name. Get rid of it.
Right, line three is a great question.
And
I'm
going to
dump
cat.
Line two.
Matt, shush.
Line sorry, three sorry, is a good sorry. Question.
Yeah.
You like question the question
yeah,
from this court.
Get on with it, then.
I'm getting on with it.
Get on with it.
We'll do it.
Richard in West Yorkshire, good morning.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Excuse me, hello.
Where are you from?
He should have coughed before he started speaking, surely.
Well, don't critique him on it. You know, what do you know about phoning into radio shows? When was the last time you did that?
I appear on them, darling.
When was the last time you phoned in?
I've never phoned in, darling.
Well, there you go. Richard has. He's got one up on you. You cough away, Richard.
And he's got his indicators on.
I'll tell you what show I phone into. Any other one than this.
Yeah, of course you do. Richard, what's your question?
The question is to Matt, and it simply is, are there any more plans afoot to do any more episodes of Shooting Stars?
Well, that is a very... Have you been put up to that?
Good question.
Should I tell you something, Richard? We are doing a Shooting Stars Christmas special today. That's where I'm going from here. That's why I'm back in the country, Richard, to do an episode of Shooting Stars today.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it's got the team. Ulrika's back. Oh. And. And David expressed excitement there. And we've got Jack D as the other team captain. And the guests are Dizzy Rascal.
Nice.
Peter Jones, is it, from Dragon's Den?
Right.
Kate Garraway.
I like Kate Garraway.
Well, yeah. I mean, I spend my mornings with Kate Garraway, not
sure.
Chris Miles.
That's right.
And Christine, someone from The One Show, but
Christine Blakely.
No, the gardener.
Oh.
Oh, right.
The gardener from The One Show called Christine.
I didn't know they had one.
Well, they do, apparently, by all accounts.
Can I say my mum went to Strictly Come Dancing?
No, you can't. So, does that answer your question, Richard?
It does. It answers my question very well. Can I just say one thing as well, Chris?
It's just one special, though. Thank you for your interest, but hopefully we could do some more. Go on, carry on talking to Chris Miles if you get any sense
Chris,
out of him.
I'm a truck driver.
Yes.
And there's about 32 of us in our team, and every single one of us is with you.
Oh, that God love you.
It's blinding.
God love you.
And you can also look out for our wagons, because every single one of them has a sticker that we've had manufactured made up on the back of them that says it's all Matt Fincham's fault.
Nice one.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day. Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
So is that better for you? Did you prefer that?
Respect. That's love there.
No, my mum went to Strictly Come Dancing.
So you're desperate to tell the story, and I bet it won't be worth it.
And I said, did you enjoy it? She went, yes, we met Christine Blakely's sister in the toilets. Which I thought a showbiz story's go was not the greatest. That was...
So you told it on our show?
Because it's
a bad story, which
it's
you decided
ironic.
To retell.
It's ironic. It's ironic.
It's a rubbish story. You guys have changed. I'm very disappointed.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not with the truckers.
Why?
Oh, no.
I don't support you.
Really?
What are they supporting you in for?
We did a song parody about truck drivers.
Yeah.
And the Daily Sport said we've upset all truck drivers, and a woman from the Haulage Association said it were very offensive.
I think
all the truckers have gone, it's only a song, we're happy with it.
No, I'm with, no. I was offended.
I think the BBC...
You were offended.
Yeah. Can the BBC end now? Because you've offended the trucker.
As someone who's never driven a truck, ever, you
no.
were offended. Were you offended for them?
I've not ever driven a truck, but look at me, I have eaten a Yorkie.
That's, well, I didn't want to say anything, yeah. I'm not sizist like what you is.
No, you're not.
Making cheap jibes at my weight.
No, they weren't cheap.
Are you getting bigger? Are you getting bigger?
I have been getting bigger.
Yeah, why?
What?
Why? Is it...
Lack of exercise and...
Is it a vicious circle? You know, you're sort of eating more and then you get more and more sad about your weight.
No, it's fine. Sadly, no. I don't sit at home crying into pizza.
Can I give you some advice?
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas,
yeah.
Instead of having turkey breast, have turkey nipple.
Right. I will try that.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
Where do you celebrate Christmas?
Where?
Mm.
Generally at my parents' house.
Oh, lovely. Where do they live?
In Leeds.
And they haven't cut you off?
No.
Mm. I'd like to meet your parents.
It's not going
to
happen.
They must have heard a lot about me.
Not really. They've heard about Matt. They've met Matt.
How would you feel?
They haven't met. Maybe you met his parents?
Yeah, at the tube. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the tube.
Yeah.
I should have remembered that because that happened in 1997.
That was when you were last on television.
How would you feel?
On Sky.
How would you feel?
I like Sky.
It was live. How would you feel if David got romantic with your mum?
Do you know what? I just don't think that would happen.
Why not?
Because I think David would creep her out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see it.
No, I think I think she would find you odd.
An oddball.
Yeah.
Oddball Walliams and Lonely Lucas.
I think my dad would be fine but with it. But, I don't think it would
happen.
How
long have they been together?
Oh, years.
Years and years.
Years and years.
Well, how many years?
I don't know. I wasn't around. I wasn't there.
But, well, like, you know, where was the year they got married?
I don't know, 38, 9 years, something like 40 years. I don't know. Something like that.
Well, don't you celebrate their wedding anniversary?
Me?
Mm.
Not particularly. We sent them a card, but I haven't been counting.
Yeah, not much of a son, are you?
You're like that, Sir Steve, who isn't even visiting his... hasn't got room
but
for...
But no, I am. I'm going to see him on Christmas Day, and I'll buy them nice things.
What are you going to get them?
Well, I don't know. I kind of did very well last year.
What did you get them next year?
What?
What did you get them last year?
A house.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You bought them a house.
Shove it, Walliams. That's right.
You just did a rude gesture to me.
That's right.
And
no one can see.
Well, I do think the BBC should close.
There's a webcam on this show. You've just showed
me his bum.
You've just made me straight. Thank you. You've just made me straight. Thank you.
Could you not cuddle up with me, Matt? Seriously?
No, there wouldn't be room in the bed. Look at you.
No, but would you not, you know,
away from the jokes.
Are you a chubby chaser?
Cuddle up with me.
I basically put it like this. Am I a chubby chaser? If I fell for someone and they had a bit of chub,
right.
I wouldn't exclude them just because they had a bit of extra weight,
right?
Because that would be sizist. But I probably wouldn't go specifically for you. Do you know what? I just don't fancy straight people.
Okay.
That's lots of gay men do like that.
Exactly, and a lot of gay men really, their kind of dream, a lot of gay men is to actually kind of, you know, the kind of posh, straight.
Yeah, really
person.
Macho man like me. Mm. You know, I get a lot of gay guys. Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone in the corner.
But I don't know what it is.
Do you not find yourself accidentally attracted to straight people, though? Or is it just work out that you...
Well, not really. I mean, you can look and you can go, oh, that James Franco's a handsome man or something like that. But no, just generally, no. Which is quite, like I say, it's quite lucky, isn't it? Quite lucky in a way.
Well, it's good. Really. I used to know, one of my gay friends used to have this thing for married straight men.
He
was just... And he was like, you know, he's nice. Married, yeah, it's great. Brilliant.
Yeah, but they always think that they can... turn you.
Exactly.
Which, in my case, is true. But they...
Yeah, because you were turned, weren't you?
When are you going to settle down? When are you going to find a woman? Settle down and
I
get
don't
married?
Know. Well, that's why I might come up the mountain with you.
Would you like to get married? And have children?
Yes.
He would, actually. I think he would make a lovely
father. I would. Yeah. If I could marry Cheryl Cole or Alicia Dixon.
Well, look, you have Cheryl, I'll have Ashley.
No, Cheryl's yours. Don't go back on it.
No, I'll have Cheryl Cole. She's very...
Yeah, Cheryl is yours.
Let's both marry Cheryl Cole.
I'll tell you who else I used to like. Was she called Jessica from Liberty X?
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah, she has. She's sort of dirty looking, wasn't she?
Yeah, she looked like you could.
Oh, she was pure filth.
Shut the BBC.
Take that back, David Walliams.
I apologise to Jessica, but I was saying she was incredibly sexually
You're
attractive.
You're thinking of Michelle Heaton, maybe.
No, she's not.
Right, shut the BBC.
Shut the BBC's upset Michelle Heaton.
Do you not secretly crave, you know, a nice family life?
Yeah, well, I would like it, yes.
With the
right woman.
Yeah.
But, you know, the search continues.
But, you know, with the right woman.
At the moment, are you single at the moment?
Well, Norma Major is taken.
I am single, yeah.
Hang on now, this is serious. Look, what I'm asking David about, because... But, you know, I've known David a few years, and I think he's... I think, you know, it's time.
Mm.
You found the right person. Mm. You've auditioned enough.
Why didn't you help me? Why didn't you use this show...
To find Mrs. Walliams.
Find Diddy Walliams. And then we have a panel of people.
Right.
And, Sex you know, factor.
No, you've made it crude. This is marriage.
Shut the BBC.
Walliams factor.
Mm.
The heck?
No, seriously. You know, and also, you know, because I always meet, you know, I only meet pastry girls and models.
It's a terrible life.
I'd like to meet some, you know, some normal girls. Like Cheryl Cole.
Could you go out with a girl who worked in a chemist?
Of course I could, yeah.
But
because you would, you know, give me the right creams for my condition.
You could if she was, no, if she was a celebrity and it was sure. like celebrity chemist. It
is, I'm the chemist, get me into here.
Get me some hot tricks.
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, of course I could, yeah.
Well, the, so,
if
yeah,
she was very sexy, yeah.
Right.
Mm.
That would be the prerequisite, sexiness.
Yeah.
What else is there? Oh, this is nice. You know, I feel as though David is opening up.
Well, I am. Well, why don't you ask Sophie if she's got any nice friends and we can go on a double date?
Because I don't think any of them fancy people who are 10 years older than them.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because she's younger.
She's not... Look, she looks...
How old are you?
37. Yeah. Well, how old is she?
It's like 31.
Well, 31? So she might have some friends who are slightly older than her. That'd be the right age.
Yeah, but what?
Anyway, I'm on TV, so my wife hasn't even been born yet.
Exactly, dude. You're knocking on the door of 40.
Yeah, have you seen Chaz and Dave's wives? They've got very nice blonde wives.
Right.
Well, you know, you...
No, we could go on a double date. You could take Sophie and a girlfriend of hers to the theatre to see me in No Man's Land by Harold Pinter.
The Duke of York.
And then you...
Tickets
we could,
still available
and then afterwards,
still
afterwards available. We could have dinner and you could ask me questions, I don't know, about the play and about
Little James
Britain,
Bond
about my swimming, and maybe Roger Moore will be there. And, you know, and then the friend could go, oh, he's a actually, you know, because I saw him on TV, I thought he was horrible, but he's actually very nice.
I kind of wished Roger Moore wasn't there, because I wanted to talk to David Moore.
I know. Well, Roger Moore,
not
when
Roger
I was there,
Moore.
He introduced me to Diana Rigg.
So right, don't go out with her.
Well, no, but it was very exciting, because she's in the Avengers, he's James Bond, she's also a Bond girl. It was like an incredibly exciting evening for me.
If a girl is walking down the street in London and sees you walking down the street and she is interested in you, are you saying, what if they go and
if
say
she shouts,
hello?
Diddy!
Do you want that to happen?
I'll know, that will be the signal.
There you go.
Diddy!
Right. If you see David Walliams in the street and you are attracted to him in real life, shout Diddy at him. And he will look at you, and if you're a minger, he will keep walking. I'll just give you a wave. If you're attractive and he likes the look of you, he might cross over and say, hi.
Hi there.
Well, let's go out for dinner.
Let's go out for dinner after my play is finished.
And then her friends can say Diddy afterwards.
Right. Yeah, and also, if you're one of those people like who secretly fancies me, can you let me know, please?
I secretly fancy you.
No, well, if you're...
But no, don't mix this up. Don't see Matt walking down the street and shout Diddy at him. That's, you know, don't do
I
that.
Know, but I get people go, oh my word, it's Matt Williams when they see me.
Do people still say the wrong catchphrase?
Oh, yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Get Amma bothered quite a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And so I imagine Catherine Tate gets no, but yeah, but.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but you did copy that offer.
Did we? Careful, because someone will make a story of that. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. We didn't. Very funny. We love Catherine Tate. She's very, very talented, and we'd love to work with her because she's brilliant. Wouldn't that? Would it be nice, wouldn't it?
To do something with Catherine Tate.
Brilliant, isn't she?
She's brilliant.
Well, yeah, good luck how that happens.
She's going to be... I think she's in America doing films.
Oh, well,
you can meet up
in America now.
Yeah.
Well, listen, good luck with everything.
Tell you what I've met in America.
Go on.
Sean Maguire.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
I was in a diner opposite my hotel, and who should walk in but Same Difference.
I love Same Difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Same Difference. They were filming a video.
You must have been in Los Angeles.
I was in Los Angeles.
Same Difference.
Yeah, I do as well. I had a nice chat with them. We had a photo taken.
What is he like in real life?
Well, that's the question they all ask.
Yeah.
He was very nice.
Right.
I still couldn't tell, if that's what you're asking.
No, well, no, it actually
wasn't
that.
Is he like an enigma like Cliff Richard?
He is. I actually, seriously, sensed he was heterosexual.
Right.
Oh.
But my gaydar is notoriously no good.
Yeah.
Because I knew Darren Brown for years and thought he was straight. Oh. Honestly, my gaydar is...
Is he out?
Really? Yeah.
Is he out?
Yes, he
yeah,
is
he's out.
Out.
Yeah.
Who else should we out?
Let's hope he is.
No, he's out. I wouldn't out.
Imagine.
I wouldn't out.
Do you know, I met Gary Barlow, and for years I never knew that he was gay. You just couldn't tell.
Is he out?
Oh, no, he's not out.
He's straight.
Oh, I know.
He's got children.
I'm slightly afraid of Gary Barlow, because we did Rock Profile for years, and I played Gary Barlow.
That's fine.
And I'm always slightly worried that he's going to bop me one on the head.
He's fine. He won't bop you. He's not a bopper.
Can I just mention one more time that I'm at Waterstones in Bromley and Kent tomorrow?
Brilliant. Waterstones tomorrow, Bromley and Kent. If you get there, David will be signing books at 10:30.
Don't forget to say Diddy.
Yeah,
Diddy.
And shout Diddy at him. And he will absolutely love it.
And our DVD is out on Monday, Little Britain USA.
Where is it?
It's hilarious. Oh, it's right here. And we are doing another series as well.
Congratulations.
And so do buy our funny comedy DVD with lots of extras. And buy David's wonderful book,
right.
The Boy in the Dress. And just buy all of our merchandise.
That's right. Buy the DVD.
And if you see it in the street, give us money.
Money and
kisses. Two DVDs in one box.
It's a bonus package.
And it's time of credit crunch. You know what? You want to buy a DVD with... You know, you don't want to buy one with one disc.
No, two discs. That you don't watch.
Bonus features, yes. How many? Well, there's a making of, and there's an audio commentary, and there's deleted scenes, and there's bloopers. I mean,
there's deleted scenes that weren't funny enough to include in the series.
No, it's for time. They got edited out for time.
No, they didn't.
No, really? Okay, fair enough.
Trust me, I've seen them.
Matt and David, love to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having
success.
On. Thank you, Chris.
And Matt, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
In America.
Thank
and David,
you.
Good luck finding a girl.
Thank you.
Diddy. We are so late for the Golden Hour, as I knew we would be.